First, there was rain. Then there was snow. Then there was rain again. And then snow again, and now rain. But we're still here. For Gold and Bold. The voice of Laurier Sports. My name is Mateo Beckles. Who am I with today? Who is joining me?
So, my name is Jada Marie Dennis.
Yep, nice to meet you. Couple of first years hosting the old radio show. Excited to just kind of, you know, go over what is happening in the world of sports at Laurier. Big sports guy. I don't know about you. How do you feel about sports?
Honestly, I'm biased towards one sport, but open to watching all.
What sport might that be, perchance?
Basketball. Like, valid, it's just valid. The best sport out there, honestly.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to start an argument here. But, yeah, no, a couple of first years, and I know that you, you know, big basketball guy and called your first ball game kind of earlier this year. So I guess we can start with basketball, kind of give the rundown on what's going on there.
Yeah. So this week we played against TMU. It was a loss of 55-66, which is very unfortunate.
That is unfortunate. It brings a tear to the old eye.
Yeah. But
I'm sorry, was that the men's or the women's?
That's women's basketball, yeah. But it made for an exciting game as we were, like, leading the first quarter.
Right,
so it was kind of like, you know, it was really an anybody's court type of thing, although it was on one court, but in anybody's court.
Okay, yeah, that's one way of putting it, for sure.
You know? but definitely think that we have a chance. Like, if we can keep up with TMU, 55-66, it's not like it was like a big blowout or anything. Like,
yeah, for sure. And TMU's got some, they've got some beasts on that roster, don't they? Yeah, that women's ball team.
Definitely.
And the men's, because you called that men's game. How was that? How was that experience for you, you know, calling your first, you know, your first color commentary role here at Wilfrid Laurier University?
Honestly, I went into the men's game and we were playing against McMaster that day and I was like, what am I even going to say? Like, I went in there only knowing, like, jersey numbers and, like, a couple of stats of the people on the MAC team. And I was like, what did I do? Like, I didn't even take anybody from Laurier. I was like, wait, that's kind of, like, the opposite of what we should be doing. But, like, with the performances that we were pulling that game, it definitely became, like, a lot easier to see, like, which player was stronger for the team and which player, like, gave, like, the team, like, most, like, leeway to getting those points, you know? Like,
Yeah, no, and I feel like it's definitely easy, you know, you get there, you figure out what's going on, you get invested, kind of like, oh, this is how they play type of thing. So, yeah, no, it's a good, and you've got, you know, more coming up in the new year, if I recall correctly.
Indeed, I have a couple of men's basketball games. I think I have one women's, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, because, you know, we love the men's and women's teams equally
here. Of course.
Yeah, no, I saw that dunk. Everybody's been playing that dunk on their phones. That was pretty crazy.
That was from the last game against TMU.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And who was that again?
Tay Donald.
What a guy.
Tay Donald with the dunk. Third year, transfer.
Mm.
Transferred here last year.
But, he yammed it on him.
Indeed. Yeah, actually went flying from, I think it was like the second block in the key and all the way to the net.
That's a bit closer than I would have taken off from. But, yeah, no, because, like, I was watching the tape, and I'm like, oh, this reminds me of, you know, elementary school. I kind of be on the playground, you know, taking off from the three-point line and just kind of yamming her in there. But, yeah, no, great performance. Great show in there. And, yeah, roll the ball team.
I feel like maybe, like, we have a good chance of beating Brock because they're also playing Brock tomorrow. Like, I think, like, a lot of our games are just going to be against Brock these next couple
Days. I've been hearing a lot about Brock lately, like in all sports.
Yeah.
Just kind of, you know, kind of fans. Just like, what's going, like, on in Waterloo?
They're dominating at sports. Something I heard, but.
Right, yeah, no. Well, we'll get to.
Say, like, you know, we haven't really played them yet.
Yeah,
like,
we'll get to Brock dominance later. But, yeah, no, so good looks for the ball team. And I believe our most recent athletes of the week, one of them is a basketball player here at this fine institution.
Yeah, so it was Miranda Campbell, and we had a swimmer, Owen Jibb from,
That swim team, moving on to, what are they moving on to? Got in front of you there. I believe they qualified for some sort of national event. So congrats to them. I many don't know this about me, but I had a brief swimming career. You know, participated, not really a career per se. Actually, you know, I had the beginnings of a swimming career. You know, swimming lessons. Oh, yeah, good. I feel like okay, in it. The beginning I excelled in my class until we got to Ultra 3. Now, for those not familiar with the vernacular, ultras are kind of like levels. Like they, you know, they just kind of want to be a bit hardcore with it. So I get to Ultra 3 and they just didn't want to pass me. They're just like, yeah, no, do it better. Move your arm. I don't even know. I don't even know the swimming terminology anymore because I'm so far out of the game. I'm retired. Like, yeah, no. So finally I get past Ultra 3 and it's like, okay, you know, new beginnings, new leaf, new horizons. And, you know, we're moving, we're swimming, as some would say, in the water, just swimming. Got my trunks on. I evolved out of the swimming shirt. I was going, you know, bare skin in there. Wow. And then we get to Ultra 9. And yeah, no, I was a pretty scrawny kid. I mean, you know, so one of the prerequisites, something that's required, is to hold a brick for a long amount of time.
I think I heard about that.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta tread water holding like a 10-pound brick. And I'm like 8 years old. I'm like, this is gonna be easy. And I grab that brick and it's just like, you know, some forces of the universe are just pulling you down to the bottom of the pool. And so I tried so many times, could never get that brick. And they just didn't want to pass me if I couldn't hold that 10-pound. What situation am I going to be in where I have to hold a 10-pound brick in the water is what I want to know.
Honestly, like, I feel like you would be the type of kid to go, like, scuba diving for rocks. They were preparing you for that, honestly.
Maybe. Well, their preparation wasn't very effective because that led to me exiting the swimming scene. And so now I kind of have a, you know, an attitude of resent towards everybody who actually, like, you know, does swim, got past that Ultra 9, yeah.
Can you swim or?
No, I can swim. I just can't, like, save lives in the water.
Got it.
So, like, lifeguards, I appreciate what you do for all of us, but I don't agree with how you got there. But yeah, no, so congrats to the swim team, a little bit of a tangent there. But yeah, what else have we got? The hockey team.
Yeah.
I'm a big hockey guy. So yeah, no, let's start with the women. And so I had the pleasure of doing play-by-play for a women's game. It was sometime in October or November, I believe. It was a little bit of a while ago. I don't remember. It was against the Brock Badgers. What a pleasure that was.
Love hearing the Brock Badgers.
Just to play. Oh yeah, no, yeah. Brock. Just like a recurring theme here. But what a pleasure that was. I mean, you know, it gave me a newfound appreciation for women's, not newfound. It made me rediscover my appreciation for women's sports. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
And yeah, no, you haven't caught any hockey games yet, have you?
No, I actually haven't. Most I've seen is like what you've been posting. Like, I'm here for the play-by-play.
I'm a big voucher. I'm a big, like, you know, I'm going to vouch for the women's hockey team always. But yeah, no, it was the game. It was tied up until, you know, there's 15 seconds left in the third period. A little bit of a tying goal from Olivia McMillan, I believe it was. Shout outs. And yeah, kind of went crazy on the old mic there. Me and my fellow Radio Laurier member, Connor Godet, not here presently. Maybe he's listening. How you doing? But yeah, no, sent them to overtime. They went to a shootout and won there. And that put them on that was the seventh game of a 7-game win streak. And I was like, wow, life can't get any better than this. But then they lost the next day.
Oh.
But I wasn't there, so maybe that's why.
Maybe it's like your luck, you know? Like, yeah. You kind of bring luck to them.
But obviously, I don't want to take away from the efforts of the team.
Of course yeah. Not.
So I think my luck was just like a little bit of it, and most of it was their, you know, high-performance play. So shout out women's hockey. They're playing TMU tonight.
It's going to be for an interesting game.
Yeah, quite an interesting game. TMU, women's hockey. But yeah, no, hoping for success there. I hope they make the playoffs. I'm sure they will. They've got a really strong team on their hands. And yeah, it was just a pleasure to get to watch them. And hopefully I'll be able to attend some of those playoff games when they do get there and, you know, hop on the old mic and just, you know, kind of go crazy with it.
Yeah, do your thing.
But yeah, no. Men's hockey.
Men's.
Not as successful as of late. I also happened to be at a men's game recently against Brock. Now, we alluded to the success of the Brock Badgers before, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Brock Badgers men's hockey were 14-1. That's 14 wins and one loss. third in the nation going into the game against Laurier. And Laurier had just lost six straight. So it's, you got to kind of wonder, like, what's going to happen here? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, Lori gets the win against them. And it was like, wow, like, we're moving.
We love to hear that.
But then they lost again.
Oh.
And so they're in Montreal today playing against Concordia. So shout out hockey.
And shout out all the people from Montreal, too.
Yeah, no. Ooh. And so Concordia, I mean, I'm not that familiar with the school. I mean, I'm sure it's a fine institution. My sister went to Concordia, got her Bachelor of Fine Arts. Shout out to that institution. But, you know, when you think, okay, I've just graduated from a school in which I entered the program to acquire my Bachelor of Fine Arts, the first thing I think is not, wow, this is a great place to play sports.
No, not at all.
And I think you, like we were just having a little pregame convo, and you're like, is Concordia good at sports? And I'm like, I don't know, but here's the degree that my sister got here, and you can put two and two together, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
We can see at the outcome of this game.
I mean, they could full well make me, like, bite my tongue here and, like, you know, swallow my words, eat them even. But, yeah, no, we're rooting for Golden Hawks here.
Golden Hawks.
And that game against Brock was our last home game before the little break.
It's unfortunate that we're just, like, not going to see them again this year.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the break, it kind of, as, you know, sports aficionados, kind of leaves us wondering what to do with our lives other than that finals grind. How's the finals grind going for you? All right, that says enough? No, but how's it? I haven't started, like, you know, studying or anything.
I'm not going to lie. I only have one final.
What?
It's the assignment, a 10 to 12 page essay. First one writing in my life.
So you have one final?
Yeah. Everybody says my major is fake.
So I'm sick to my stomach right now, actually. I've got five finals. And so sitting across from you, I feel like there's just kind of like a discrepancy in how we're going to feel about the upcoming month.
And I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of flexing on you right now.
Yeah, well, congrats to you. That BU 111 finals coming in 8 days, December 9th. Shout out to BBA. I just had my live case semifinals today. And what an experience that was. And, you know, got out of the old semifinals, went home, took a little nap, woke up, went to learn that I lost, did not move on. And, you know, you always got to face adversity. You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
Losing is not the end of the world.
I mean, it is the end of the world, but it is. Yeah, no.
But it's not, but it is.
Yeah, no, it is. Yay. So my world ended and I came straight to the old Radio Laurier Studios to commiserate, which is what I'm doing right now. But no, BU 111, great experience, you know, that case.
Yeah. Speaking of final projects, I know that I did a project for one of my classes and I asked a couple of students like what they thought about the sports. And I interviewed a track athlete and they said that they feel like it's been unfair in the university, which is very interesting to hear. Because
unfair how? I don't understand.
That's what I was wondering as well.
Oh, so you just didn't know what he was talking about?
No, but like, you know, he was like that, you know, scholarships are lower for track students, which is just very interesting. But again, that's a club and not a team.
I see.
So there's like a couple of teams established here. And then a couple of clubs. Don't know if they get as much recognition, but they're here for sure.
It's getting political. No, as a former part-time track and field athlete, you know, I can empathize with his, you know, disdain to the system. But, you know, just got to keep running, which is what they do all the time. Indeed. Sometimes in a straight line. Sometimes they jump. That's crazy.
I mean, they get somewhere.
So as a first year, you know, coming fresh out of high school, we'd watch all the track meets. And so hurdles, that's just an interesting sport to watch. Cause you know, the people at high school track meets, they're not always, you know, the most qualified to be there.
Yeah.
And so they see that hurdle and the objective is jump over the hurdle. And some people just like, oh man,
and
they're not jumping.
What I've never understood about hurdles is that you don't have to jump over them. You could.
Yeah, but that hurts.
Literally run right through them.
You can plow through it, but it hurts.
There are people who do that, and they might probably still beat the people who are jumping over them.
Yeah, because half the people who jump over them face plant, and it's, what are we doing? I mean, I feel bad for them. I sympathize, but you're on the ground, and we're watching, and everyone's going, oh, in the crowd, and it's like, man,
yeah.
I would just go to my car and leave. But shout out to the hurdlers at Laurier. I don't even know. Yeah, no. Love the track team. And hopefully the money that they receive increases.
Indeed.
Because we all love money.
Start a movement right there.
Yeah. I'm not trying to start a movement. I'm indifferent here. I'm just, you know, a commentator. Not even like a comment, like a sports comment. I'm just commentating on, like, you know, the like issue that you've brought before me.
Yeah.
I mean, you like, students have power.
Indeed.
But I'm not exercising it yet. I need to hear both sides of this. I'm like Judge Judy in a way, I would say.
Did you hear about the student who was trying to, like, exercise their rights and deface them?
Oh, the Wilfrid Laurier's. Yeah. I was in attendance for that, actually. Yeah. Just, you know, coming out of the old DH, the old dining hall, as a first year, I exercised my right to eat food at the dining hall. And I come out, and there's just... Well, when I was going in, there's this individual, a student, I'd assume, around the Wilfrid Laurier statue, and I'm kind of like, all right, clearly this person is just admiring the fine architecture that went into the construction of this this old institute. So I go in, I eat, I think I had some oatmeal raisin cookies, and I like them.
They're kind of good.
No, they're good. They're quite good. Yeah. And I come out, and there's just a crowd, and I hear yelling, and I'm like, uh-oh, what has this individual gotten into? And it's just, you know... old Willie there, he's got some Powerade on him, he's got a shirt over his face, and I'm like, all right, I'm not even going to speak on the motives behind what happened to Wilfrid Laurier and his likeness that day, but just, you know, from an outsider's perspective, I was like, all right, now, you know, the plot is kind of thickening, and, you know, do what speaks to you is what I would say to that. But yeah,
I guess feels right to you. It may not be right, but if it feels right to you.
It could be right. Like, I don't know. I'm not one to judge.
Whatever makes you happy,
for
honestly.
For real, absolutely. Yeah. There was some yelling going on at the residencies up above.
Oh, yeah. I think I heard about a little heckling, you know, coming from some
You got to face adversity. And I ran into one of my good friends out there in the crowd, and I was like, hey, how are you doing? What brings you here today? But we all know what brought us here today. It was to watch a spectacle.
It was. It indeed was.
But yeah, no, men's hockey is what we were talking about before I started talking about.
Yes.
I don't even know how we got here. But men's hockey, yeah, no, got that win against Brock, who was the third in the nation. They snapped that 6-game losing streak, and I'm like, okay, we're moving. I've seen a lot of men's hockey games, done a lot of color commentary for the men's hockey team. So I've gotten to know their play styles and, you know, habits, you know. Stuff like that, yeah.
Those things.
I'm a big Leafs guy. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that.
See, I think I've seen a couple, maybe like 100 snaps from you about the Leafs.
I could be
under-exaggerating.
That doesn't sound like me.
Yeah, no.
But, big Leafs guy. And so coming into university, one piece of myself that I've had to leave at home is catching every Leafs game that I can. Because obviously, as a responsible Canadian citizen, I don't commit piracy. Have not seen any Leafs games at all. Could not recite the scores off the top of my head at all. Because I'm against piracy. For what it's worth.
Yeah, for sure.
If the government's listening.
Yeah.
But I think that I've seen more Golden Hawks games than Maple Leafs games. And so, you know, you kind of just like, all right, what's the Golden Hawks score rather than the Leafs score? Because, like, you know. Which one are you in closer proximity to? So, yeah, no, I would say that, you know, some fine individuals on that team, some OHL alumni, some Memorial Cup winners, which is what you win in the OHL, for context.
Thanks. I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm always aiming to just enlighten. But, hopefully they turn things around tonight. And, yeah, no, roll hockey.
So, like, I'm not going to lie, I actually know nothing about hockey, and
from what
you tell me, our team is kind of very promising, and...
I mean, hockey. It's a sport, and in sports, you know, there's different things at play, you know, you win, you lose.
Yeah.
Sometimes you lose more than you win, and then you win.
Yeah.
Because you've lost so much. So at a certain point, you've got to look in the mirror and say, what are we trying to accomplish? And I'll tell you what they're trying to accomplish. They're trying to win. I have the most faith in the men's and women's hockey team, probably out of anybody that you'll ask on campus. I mean, yeah, like I think hockey's obviously not the biggest. I mean, we're in Canada. We are like, you know, But, you know, with the younger demographic, I think that it's not the most prominent. And obviously, as members of this sports broadcasting team, we're going to do our best to, you know, bring every sports relevant, such as swimming. Roll swimming. But, so I think, you know, a good run from the hockey team, either the men's team or the women's team, will just kind of be like, oh, how about that hockey team? Let's go catch a game at the old rink, which is what they play on. And, yeah. So, yeah, I have faith.
Personally, I think I need to see a hockey game.
I think
like
that
the way you talk about it makes me want to explore.
One thing that I can't subscribe to at hockey games is that, like, obviously ice is cold. Like, you go outside and there's ice, that means it's cold. But it's so cold in the Waterloo Memorial Recreation Complex. Actually, Sun Life Financial Arena is where they play their home games. And me and my fine broadcast partner, Isaac, he's on play-by-play. Isaac Carmichael, great guy, you know, stand-up dude. Great working with him. What a guy. Anyway, we've got our coats on. We're kind of shivering. It's just a cold, cold place to be. So when you're watching a hockey game, obviously you don't have that prepared because you got your jersey on, but you need like layers is what I would say. But I think everybody should watch a hockey game. I think it's very exciting. I think anybody could enjoy just, you know, the bombastic action that's going on.
So knowing me, do you think I could go out on the ice and, like, you know, play hockey? Like, how do you think that would play out?
So it's tough. And I think that, you know, that warrants a more serious discussion about the barriers to entry as Canadians playing hockey. Because, you know, you got to put your kids in those skating lessons really early.
Yeah.
You got to spend a lot on equipment. You got to, you know, do all those things, you know, pay those high fees to get on those teams. And so you get to a point where if you don't make that commitment really early on in your life, it's just, you know, there's barriers to entry.
Got it.
And so I would say maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Fair.
With all due respect to you, but not because of you, but because of the system. And so, yeah, I would say if there's anything that needs to change, it's not you or me. It's the system.
So fair to say.
I appreciate that.
So fair to say.
Yeah.
So did you take hockey lessons or skating
lessons? So I engaged in skating and I engaged in hockey at a young age. I was not a great skater, actually a terrible skater, hurt my ankles. I was a crybaby child. I said, I'm not going to skate anymore. Count me out. And so that transitioned my career to field sports, such as soccer. But yeah, no. So I will blame it on barriers to entry and the system because maybe they should have made skating more comfortable.
Skates aren't the most comfortable thing in the world.
They're not at all, I would say.
Yeah, no.
I'm wearing Timberlands right now. Those aren't comfortable either. Maybe I have the wrong size on, but, you know, I walk and it's just, what's the opposite of your Achilles? You know the thing on the front of your foot that kind of feels like your Achilles, but it's not? Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
No, I really don't.
I'm going to point to it here. Like right over where the laces are. You know what I mean?
Like at the top.
Yeah, where the tongue is. That hurts. It hurts.
Like going forward. Like,
what do you mean going? Like pushing, walking? Yeah. Like okay. It pushes up against it and it hurts. But maybe that's me. Maybe I'm wearing them wrong. They're black.
I think this is a you thing.
Yeah, well, honestly, lots of people say that. But whatever. I don't even care. Psh, whatever. Timberlands.
Yeah, it doesn't affect you.
Our other athlete of the week, Owen Jibb of the swim team. We love swimming. Leading the charge for those Golden Hawks, 53 points on the weekend. He set a divisional record time in the 1500 meter freestyle for 30 minutes before his record was broken after 30 minutes.
Oh. How long does it usually take to do like a
1500 meter freestyle?
Yeah, like,
that's a great question. I don't know. As a middle schooler, I ran the 1500. That took me about 5-6 minutes. I don't remember.
So I would assume like resistance.
I would assume that swimming is like maybe like, I don't know. I don't want to make a call. Like my last show, I was with Connor and he asked me so many questions, so many relative questions. How high did somebody skydive from? How many times did I golf in the summer? How am I supposed to answer this? I don't know. These are questions that I'm not prepared to answer. So instead of making an uneducated guess about how long it takes to swim a 1500 meter, I'm going to hold my tongue.
Fair enough.
If you have a guess,
honestly,
I mean,
honestly, like you say that it took you 5 to 6 minutes.
Well, there's many variables at play there. One, I was a middle schooler. Two, I was running.
Yeah. And exactly what I was going to bring into, like, play, like, resistance, like, you know.
True. There is wind resistance, though.
Aerodynamics and stuff like that. And no. This is, like, what do you call, like, water dynamics? Like, aqua dynamics?
I have no idea what, like, you're talking about. Like,
you know, the resistance of water.
Aerodynamics in the water?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's a thing.
You know, I'm just going to call it aqua dynamics.
All right. Maybe that's, maybe I should call the swim team that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Aqua dynamics.
That'd be a really cool team name.
Sounds like a Disney Channel show.
Yeah.
Aqua dynamics. But yeah, no, I mean, they are different beasts. They're the same animal in that they're a sport. They're different beasts, to quote Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. But, yeah, no, I don't want to compare the art of track and field to the art of swimming.
Two very different sports.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm not going to make a guess there. Whoever swims the 1500, I'm sure that your time is great in its own way. Mm-hmm. I won't be engaging in that anytime soon. I feel like I've been out of the swimming game for much too long, to be honest with you. Like, I don't swim recreationally that much. And, you know, you'll find yourself in a pool, and it's kind of just like, oh, let's just chill in this pool. But it's not like, let's get from point A to point B and go back and then do it all over again. You know what I mean?
I know that, like, we have a pool here.
We do have that.
Yeah.
It
has lanes, but...
I've seen the pool. I saw it all week. I did not tap in.
I think I'd be embarrassed by my, like, results.
You know, and it's just like, you still stumble upon a pool. And it's like, okay, here's a pool, but, you know, you don't have your swimming attire on.
Yeah.
Are you really going to commit? It's December 1st. Happy December. Are you going to commit on the 1st of December to grab your swim attire and tap into a pool? I am not.
And it's just like the, like, wet hair.
Yeah.
And the cold air.
And then you got to do the walk of shame back to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're just looking cold and unfortunate. And
damp.
Yeah.
Yeah. You.
No one likes to see that.
Nobody likes to see that at all. You live fairly close to the Radio Laurier studio, which is fairly far from the athletic complex, just kind of relative to where we are now.
Yeah.
So that would be a terrible walk back, wouldn't it?
I would, and the fact that I have to pass the main intersection would be kind of humbling for me.
Yeah, and it's just like,
honest.
I feel like ice would form on, you know, your person.
Yeah.
So, no, I can understand not wanting... See, I don't want to swim because... What am I going to get out of it?
Exercise.
As a student of microeconomics, I'm somebody who looks at the marginal benefit from each action that I engage in. And I'm looking at the pool, and I'm thinking, all right, I've got to put my swim trunks on, which basically cost me $50. Because what could I have done in that time? Probably made $50. And so, you know, you got your clothes over it. You go to the pool, go to the change room, take your clothes off. Somebody sees you taking off your pants. They're like, oh gosh, why is he taking off his pants?
Really awkward.
You've got swim trunks underneath, but they don't know that for a split second. And then you go in the pool. It's December 1st and you're in a pool. And no disrespect to anybody who swims on the 1st of December. But if I, you know, accidentally catch somebody swimming on December 1st, I'm going to think something's going on there. But regardless, swimmers. Yeah, go swim. Yeah. Go swim team.
Yeah.
We love the swimmers.
Yeah. You know, they do their thing and we do ours. And you know what? We commend you for your efforts of being in the water 24/7.
Yeah. It's not easy being damp so often.
So go you.
It is December 1st, which I mentioned quite a few times. But
Christmas season.
We're getting close to the holiday season. Christmas, Hanukkah, and what have you.
Yep.
I'm a big enjoyer of various holidays. But finals grind and then that little break.
I get a long break. No.
Well, when are you out of here?
I'm actually out of here the 15th of December.
I'm out of there.
I know a lot of people are the 20th.
I'm out of here the 16th. My last exam is on the 15th.
That's actually really great.
Yeah, and I know you were getting ready to gloat because you thought I'd be out of here way later, but no. My last exam, MA-129, which is kind of baby calculus, and then just kind of hitting the old highway back to the fine city of Toronto.
Are you not in environmental science?
I am not in environmental studies, I believe it is called, because there was a lot of noise coming into this year, and it's like, oh, everybody, take environmental studies. It's a bird course. And I'm not somebody who runs from the grind very often. So I thought, you know what? No, I'm not going to engage in that. More power to anybody who engaged in ES-110. I actually tapped in. Oh, more power to our manager sitting right next to me. But I, no, I just took the electives that kind of spoke to me. So I am a longtime French immersion student, continued that French career now and next Francais. Term. I'm not going to get into that here. It's my free time. I don't speak French recreationally. So I tapped into that and then Italian to kind of embrace my roots. Big mistake. Don't revisit your roots unless it really speaks to you. It's not speaking to me right now. And then criminology next term.
I think I dropped that.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard a lot of here and there.
Once again, I'm not somebody who runs from the grind. So.
No, that's you.
So ES-110, a lot of, you know, you and I share a common, you know, pool of associates, peers, acquaintances.
Yep, there we go.
Friends, as some would say. And a lot of them took ES-110 and they're like, huh, we beat the system. Our GPA is going to be rotund, some would say. Chunky. And then came midterms.
Yeah.
And the voices I heard from the outside were not people who had happy thoughts about environmental studies, about deciduous trees.
If you actually watch the professor's TikTok, he declared that the class average was a C.
I don't think there would be any instance in which I'd be watching the ES-110 professor's TikTok. But regardless, it seems, based on my, you know, as a kind of pseudo journalist here at Radio Laurier Sports Broadcasting, I kind of went out of my realm. I'm thinking, what's happened to ES-110? I think they changed the course this year, and so kind of up the ante there. And in turn, you know, those fine individuals who wanted to learn more about hugging trees and what have you were kind of caught off guard. And I sympathize and I empathize, and I've used those words a lot, but I do. Because it's not easy being caught off guard by trees.
Understandable.
By trees.
Very understandable.
Not trying to make fun, not trying to make light, but it's trees. But more power to you.
Yeah. Yeah, go trees.
So yeah, no, that's that. And so no ES for me, so I'll be able to leave earlier and kind of...
Honestly, that's really wonderful. What do you plan on getting up to over the break?
Not watch any Laurier sports because there won't be any on. So it's like, okay, what am I going to do to fill the void? I am employed at Sport Check Sports. There's a theme here. I take my job very seriously. Which job am I talking about? Both of them revolve around sports, so they're pretty much the same. In fact, I view them as subsidiaries of one another. And you might ask, how can something be a subsidiary of something else?
How?
Well, no, we can't. I don't know. Sorry. I don't know what I'm going on about here. But, you know, lots of work is going to happen over the winter break to get the old money up, afford housing next year, and just kind of fall in line with the system.
That housing crisis is...
It's another grind to partake on.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a canon event, as some would say.
Yep. Rent's raising by like almost $100 each year.
That's a lot of money.
It's quite a lot.
I mean, it's pocket change for a guy like me.
Oh, sorry, but to
some,
sir.
Yeah, but to some, I can see how it would instill you with a sense of panic.
Okay.
Now, once again, for me, mind you, it's just like, I guess I probably have a couple $100 sitting in the old backpack there. But no, it's going to be rough.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
World of sports. What else to talk about? The Yates Cup. Now, obviously, that was a while ago. But the last time I was on this fine show, it was before that final football game. And it was Laurier Western. It was at Western. And so disappointing, to say the least. And, you know, one of my fine associates, Connor, the aforementioned Connor, he was very keen on going to watch that game. And so after after that women's hockey game, the day after was the Yates Cup, and it was at 1 p.m., I believe. And he said, oh, I'm making the trip to Western. That's my Connor impression, by the way. And he was making the trip to Western, to London, which is where the University of Western Ontario is. Fun fact, to those who didn't know, because there's many who don't know. But Laurier took a loss there. Unfortunate. But we'll be back.
As always.
Big football school. Lots of people, you know, come out to see the football game. I think there was a bus that went to London. Yeah. I didn't engage in that, but I know many did. And not know that. I hope you enjoyed yourself if you went to watch, because it's the belief of many that it's not about the result. It's not about winning or losing. It's about the fun you have. Now, I don't agree, but many people do. And so, yeah, no, they'll be back. Strong football team. And lots of people, like I said, pop out to those events. Homecoming football game, big turnout.
Yeah.
Oh, during O week, another big turnout.
That was, I found that very exciting, actually.
I found it very hot in that it was very hot outside. And so me and my peers, we kind of pulled up to that game, and we're like, all right, you know, school spirit, we're going to, you know, roll the purple and gold, hashtag soar above.
Yeah.
And so we get there, and first of all, the bleachers are full because we were naive to think that there would be empty seats. So we kind of stood around the track, pardon me, and we watched the game for a good 10 minutes.
And then just
there's a little bit of an injury. And people are like, oh man, that guy's injured.
That was the homecoming game, right?
No, it was a week. I guess there were multiple injuries.
Yeah.
You never like to hear that. Injuries are a plague on our society. But anyway, so yeah, there was an injury, and then it was very hot, and so we made the executive decision to exit the game. But as one of the voices of Laurier Sports, I remain very engaged and hopeful that they have another successful season.
I personally only went to the homecoming game, but that turned out to be a very interesting one. It was a close game at first, and then...
Why don't you take us through that?
So it was a game against... Which team was it?
That's a great question.
it was a game against...
It wasn't McMaster, was it?
Yeah, it was actually. Thank you. Oh, yes, you're welcome. McMaster.
Yeah, that's just kind of in my reservoir.
It was a game against McMaster, and... I know that the football team came out with like a great entrance, like
balloon,
smoke in the air, like they really
did they run through like a giant hawk mouth?
Yeah.
They did do that.
Yeah.
I have a story about that actually later on.
That's actually like it was really exciting. It was like my first university football game or just first university sports game. I did go all out. Stickers on my face and everything.
What color were the stickers, per chance?
Purple
and gold. Obviously. Yeah. Gold. Bold. Somebody should make that into a radio show name.
That would be very interesting to hear.
See, the joke is, that's the name of this radio show. But continue.
Giant foam finger, dressed out, purple, white, head to toe, honestly. And during the game, it was just like, honestly, we all thought, me and my group of people thought that Mac was going to win for a bit there. And then
not very school spirity.
It really wasn't, I would say, but it definitely didn't look like it was going to be until Laurier really pulled through. And there was one player on the team, one specific player, but they pulled through and got us like two touchdowns. And you know what? Like, commend you for... doing what you do. Don't understand how you run that much and get hit all the time. But, you know.
Yeah, see, I'm partial to running.
Awesome efforts.
I'm partial to running. I'm not partial to getting hit. Reminds me of that time where I ran down University Avenue from a fox at 2:30 a.m. But that's a story for another day.
I thought it was more than one fox.
There were three foxes.
Yeah.
But only the one gave chase.
Okay. All right.
Actually, a terrible experience.
What were you doing that night?
So it's 2:30 a.m. And, you know, it's October 31st, but it's the morning. So Halloween festivities are not in full swing yet. It's a Tuesday. Tuesday, 2:30 a.m. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm sitting in my room with nothing to do. The only logical place to be is out exploring the fine municipality of Waterloo, looking for some sort of building to explore. Perhaps a roof to stand on. And so I find myself just kind of east of the Regina residences. And I'm in a parking lot. And, you know, I'm like, okay, this looks like a building in which I can get on the roof of. Not trespassing, of course, because I don't do that. I don't trespass. I don't pirate. I don't commit tax fraud. But anyway.
That's great for you.
Yeah, thank you. So it's a building and I'm on it. And I'm like, okay, this is sick, but it's 2:30 a.m. I got to go home. You know, I got a wife and kids at home and they're probably waiting for me.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
So I'm making my way back to Willison Hall residence, which is it may or may not where I reside right now. And I'm walking through the parking lot and I see something moving out of the corner of my eye. And I'm like, okay, well, what is this? It's a fox. And it kind of trots up to me. I believe that's where the name Foxtrot came from, because foxes tend to trot.
Oh.
So it trots up to me. It trots up to me, and I'm like, okay, whatever. What's this? What's it gonna do? I'm gonna keep walking home. But then it's getting closer. I'm like, all right, we got to reevaluate here. This could be a rabid animal. This could be an animal with a vendetta against Laurier business students. So I stop, and it stops, and we're just kind of looking at each other. And then it continues. It starts trotting towards me, and I'm like, all right, we're not staying to see what's going on. So I retreat to this kind of ledge at the parking lot, and there's like a big dirt heap. So I assume there's construction going on there. Fox stops again, and it's kind of sitting there and looking at me. And I'm on the ledge, and I'm like, okay, surely this can't get any worse. Two more foxes come out of this like building, or like, you know, from the back of the building. And I'm like, okay, there are three foxes. Clearly somebody is playing some sort of prank or engaging in a social experiment on me. One of the psychology students at Wilfrid Laurier who loved to explain my behavior to me. But yeah, no. So I'm on this ledge and the foxes are just sitting there. And then one of them just starts running towards the ledge I'm at. And I mentioned there was a dirt heap. So it takes a right to get around the dirt heap. I jump off the ledge and I run past the left side of the dirt heap. And I'm just running through the parking lot. And this fox is running after me. And it's a fast fox. You know, animals, you have to give them credit. They are spry and quick on their feet. So I run through the parking lot. I'm going down the hill. Jump down this hill. I get onto the street. And I'm like, all right, we're home free. There's no way this fox has such a vendetta against me that it's going to get on the street and continue to give chase. Pursuit. Boy, was I wrong. Because I turn around and the fox is just trotting and it looks effortless, but it's moving at the same speed as me. And the only way I got away from it was because I got a head start. But this fox is as fast as me. And I'm a pretty fast runner. I would say like I'm a pretty fast runner.
Definitely.
I am retired from track and field, but it's still kind of in my blood. You know, you tap into it every once a month, just kind of like a retired ninja. So I'm a retired ninja running from a fox down the street. And I'm just running. I keep running and I'm like, okay, there's no way this fox has been chasing me for this long. I'm going to stop running. Maybe take a look behind me. And I look behind me. Coast is clear. We're good. And I look behind me again. And the fox is emerging from the parking lot of a nearby strip plaza. So I'm like, okay, clearly this is some, like, what's happening here? So I start running again. And I'm running out. I'm just running. It's 2:30 a.m. There's no lights on. I need to keep running until I reach the light. Finally, after passing a special constable who probably saw me running and, like, looking back, like, I didn't want to look like a criminal. Not that I was trespassing, because I don't trespass, but I was running from a fox and it probably could have killed me. Anyway, get to University in Regina. I turn around. There is no animal to be seen. Perhaps the lights were too bright. The urban scene was overwhelming for this animal. And so, yeah, retreated to my home. I think I ran into you on the way home, actually.
Yeah, you did. And,
out of breath.
Sounded very out of breath.
Quite out of breath. As a resident asthmatic. Who is retired from his track and field career, you know? Sometimes the lungs are, you know, kind of failing on you, so I'm out of breath. And I see you. I think you had laundry or something.
Yeah.
With laundry. And I said, I just ran from a fox for 5 minutes, which was not hyperbole. And I'm not going, I pinned it on my map. I'm not exploring that part of Waterloo again.
Yeah. That was an interesting night to run into you on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, definitely it was like full moon type vibes, Halloween.
Yeah, I was spiraling, I think. And the fox, like, you know, you're out at night. Don't go out at night on the morning of Halloween. On the eve, it's a given. The children are trick-or-treating. You might tag along for some candy, not for any other reason. And yeah, but don't go out on Halloween's morning.
Yeah. There was one thing I didn't want to say about kind of tying back to our topic about Brock.
Absolutely. The Brock sports team, I mean, heavy competitors, great teams on their hands.
Seems
Talk
like,
to me.
It's just like, you know, it seems like some of our teams have, like, taken a real beating from Brock, if I'm being completely honest.
And that's an interesting situation, because obviously, like, there's some times where, you know, individual teams, they can just have your number. And it may just so work out that they all happen to be from the same school.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's been countless times, you know, as an enjoyer of childhood sports, you know, there's just one team and they just keep beating us. And we're like, what's going on? But when it's from the same school, that's got to be demoralizing.
100%.
So where's that coming from?
You know what? We have a game against Brock tomorrow for our men's basketball.
Men's basketball.
Our men's basketball team, they haven't won against Brock since 2014.
2014.
Yeah, it's been a bit of time.
That's around
a decade.
Almost a decade.
Yeah.
2014.
Yeah.
What happened in 2014? I can't think of anything meaningful that's happened in 2014.
It was like before everything happened, honestly.
I think Laurie beat Brock in 2014.
Very eventful.
To the best of my knowledge.
Very eventful.
2014. What movie came out in 2014? I couldn't tell you. Just anyway.
Oh, Frozen.
No, that was 2013.
Interesting.
Or so I'm told.
Yeah.
So Brock, yeah, no, Brock. So you said that's tomorrow.
Yeah, and honestly, like, from what I have seen, like, from the game that personally I was doing my commentating on,
right?
It was a very promising game, and honestly, our men's basketball team looks like their stats compared from last year to like last season to this season have like really gone up.
Yeah. That's
so, honestly, I think the ball is in anyone's court.
I understood that reference on account of, you know, they play with a ball on a court. What's Brock's record looking like, though? You know, if we could pull that up in front of us.
Oh, yeah.
Perchance.
Brock, I know that they've been, I think they're third in the Ontario universities right now.
I see. Yeah, no, Brock's in St. Catharines. I haven't had the pleasure of visiting St. Catharines. I once had a parcel shipped to me from St. Catharines when I was about 7 years old.
I visited Brock this summer.
It was a toy Thomas the Tank Engine, and that began my collection of... Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. But yeah, no, the Brock Badgers have just, you know, they're on a tear. In hockey, I know. And so 9 years is kind of crazy.
Yeah, and I think they have a lucky number 9, because they're actually top 9 in Canada currently for sports.
At some point. Whatever.
Just for now. Like,
Fly Hawks.
Again, we still have a couple of games coming up against them.
Like, yeah, I'm not moved. I'm not moved by Brock. And I'm just going to get into that really briefly. And when I say briefly, it might not be brief at all. First of all, the Badgers. You are an athlete in St. Catharines. You go to Brock University and you put on your jersey or your uniform or whatever equipment and you say, yeah, I'm a Badger.
This is just not a Hawk.
Does that move you?
It's just not a Hawk.
Do Badgers move you? They don't move me. That sounds like something that's, you know, there's predators.
What are they known for?
And then there's, what are Badgers known for?
Yeah.
Honey.
Oh.
But they're not the Brock Honey Badgers. They're just the Badgers. There's nothing remarkable about them.
In a game of honey, who's winning more, Bears or Badgers?
I think Bears.
Yeah, Badgers don't even pop up on the list for
me. I can't remember the last time that I've thought of a Badger outside having to watch Brock play sport. But props to them for bringing Badgers to relevance. But is that really the hill you want to die on? That's not the hill I would die on. Golden Hawks. You think of a hawk and you think, wow, hawks are cool. But how can they be cooler? I'll tell you how. You make them gold. That's a cool color.
Indeed.
Gold.
Indeed.
Fly Hawks. But yeah, no, Brock. Just, it seems as though they've had Laurier's number. Yeah.
They're just Badgers, though.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And so, just to kind of go back to homecoming, we were talking about that giant hawk mouth that you said they came out of.
Yeah.
That's cool. That, like, it's, like, inflatable, right?
It is, yeah.
That's
it was,
cool.
Yeah.
During, I think it was, I'm not sure what day it was, to be honest, but there was a game that the women's hockey team had, and it was at 11 a.m. It was their school day game, and so all the local children from schools, I guess they had like kind of field trips, and they all came to...
That's really cute.
Yeah, it was nice. They all came to the Waterloo Memorial Recreation Complex, which is where they play their games, I did not have the pleasure of watching that 11 a.m. game because I was in Italian class on the grind. But yeah, they come out of that giant hawk mouth and all the kids are cheering. And it's just like, it shows you that, because obviously the arena was like, it's relatively like full or fuller than it usually is. Because, there's just a bunch of kids there and they're excited to watch the women play the great sport of hockey, the good old hockey game, best game you can name. They all come out of the giant hawk mouth, and I'm like, why don't they do this every game?
That should be for every sport, honestly.
And so you could, as a student of economics, you could make an argument that when you come out of the hawk's mouth so often, you're going to lose, like, value, and it's like, it's not going to be as special.
But
I think that's malarkey. I think that people should take every opportunity to do the coolest things they can.
And you know, like, what's really special?
Absolutely.
Tradition.
There are many traditions that go on at Laurier hockey games. Chuck a puck. Chuck a puck is a game. You buy some pucks. It probably goes to like charity or something or the school. I don't know. I don't know where my money goes anymore. But I do pay taxes. Anyway, chuck a puck. You buy some pucks, 3 for $5. That rhymed. I'm a poet.
Yeah. All right, Dr. Seuss.
Wasn't even made aware of it. Subverting expectations. Chuck a puck. You throw a puck from outside the ring and you try to get it closest to the center dot. And if you get it close, you win, like, you know, a hat or a shirt or a sweater, like something. Love I'm a big merch guy.
Yeah, love the merch.
So me and, the production guys, we all bought some Chucks a puck. Chuck a pucks.
Chuck a pucks.
We bought pucks to chuck and chucked them. What an embarrassing occasion for me. Not even close. One of them hit the other board because I underestimated the strength in my arm. As a retired ultimate frisbee athlete, you know, chuck that puck. It's almost like I'm going back to my roots, just chucking that frisbee. I'm kind of making a frisbee chucking motion right now for those who can't see, which is everybody who's not here. But yeah, no, just chuck that puck and just a disaster. Not even close. Didn't win the polo shirt, which I wasn't a fan of anyway, or the visor. I think they were going for a golf dad look there. So we should get Connor back in here. But anyway, but that's tradition. And that's something you got to embrace.
Indeed.
Why not start a new tradition and get that giant inflatable hawk out there every game? I will inflate it if they pay me. And start a new tradition. Wow. Talking to your kids at the local... No, you're an elementary school student and you're talking to kids there. Because you're talking to your friends, I mean. And you're like, hey, did you happen to catch that recent... Did you happen to catch that recent university game? Yeah, I did. They came out of the hawk. That was so cool. Yeah, it was cool. And there's a new tradition. And now you're on the map. But yeah, no, I think they should do that more often.
Yeah.
And, but just all the kids in the crowd, you know, they'd score a goal and the kids would be like, wow. Like, you know, kid cheering noises, which tend to be higher pitched, but it was pretty loud.
You know, like personally, I wish like my school would have brought us to more like university games.
Yeah, like I think it's a cool, you know, it's a local team for you. I mean, as students in Toronto, we'd sometimes be taken to, you know, those Raptors 905 games.
Those are nice, but it's not university.
It's
the
true.
Environment is very different.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, no, that was a cool opportunity and you heard them. Laurier unfortunately lost that game actually to Guelph because like leave it to Guelph to kind of ruin everything. But the Griffins. You
so
got to wonder why it's spelled with a PH. The Griffins.
And a Y.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I don't subscribe to that.
Hawks are cooler.
I would agree. But it was a great show out and I think that they should I'm not sure how often they do this. I mean, you know, as a new student here, I'm not sure how many years this kind of thing has been in effect. But it seemed cool.
Speaking of traditions.
Yes.
We have that tradition of not walking on the Golden Hawk at Fred Nichols and it has seen to be disrespected this year.
As a first year student at Wilfrid Laurier University, whenever I see, you know, it was our first week here. And, you know, I feel like everybody at some point has made that faux pas of stepping on the hog. But once you do it the first time random passerby scream at you, you realize this is not a place where I should find my feet. But then there's some individuals who just, you know, kind of threw...
Purpose.
Caution to the, yeah, no, I don't like that.
It's
just some respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a big subscriber to traditions. paying taxes, not, you know, stuff like that. Traditions.
Definitely don't condone hazing, but I heard that they used to do some crazy stuff to kids who walked on the hawk.
Yeah, so don't walk on that hawk.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't do that. But yeah.
Definitely think that hawk is what brings us that sports.
I feel brought together by the hawk.
Yeah.
Love talking hawks. Yeah.
I think I love the hawk.
The sport, I think the imagery of the hawk is what brings us together as a community at this school. I think that if we were the golden chickadees, people would not turn out.
That might be personal to you.
Maybe if we were the golden badgers. But what can you really do? Golden Hawks, great choice. Whoever was in charge of that, I'm not sure. I'm not really sure how Hawks kind of relates to Wilfred Laurier, like the person.
Maybe he had just like a love for hawk.
Maybe he had a pet hawk.
You know, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I've seen people who have pet hawks and...
I could have a pet hawk.
They look like...
Why not? Why not? I don't understand what you're trying to say.
Just like... don't know how well that hawk would be taken care of.
I have cats. I take great care of my cats. I think taking care of a hawk and taking care of a cat would be the same. Yep, no, because... See, there's lots of haters in my midst, but here's the thing. You give your cat food and it goes to sleep. Sure. You give your hawk food. What's it going to do? What else is it going to do other than eat?
Fly
around? Okay, I'll let it go outside. Put on a leash, though. Really long leash. Like, you know those, like, really large balls of yarn? String? Thread? Yeah. That's the leash. Like a kite. But it's, like, a really long string.
You heard that sometimes they, like, attack animals.
Yeah,
like
I heard chickens. That they attack badgers.
Chickens.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have any chickens. So I think we'll be fine.
You could get chickens.
I could get a hawk.
Fair enough.
Thank you. But, yeah. So, I believe it is the last Golden Bold show until the new year, next term. A little bit of a break. People can get their festivities on, can get their final exams done.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back to watching sports, the fine Laurier athletes. Getting back at it on the rink, on the field, in the water, and what have you. So I'm excited to see what's to come.
To see those new sports that are coming out and the...
New sports that are coming out?
Yeah.
Like they're dropping new sports?
No, yeah, like it's kind of like a new drop, you know, like...
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned.
I don't believe that.
Like...
No, I don't... I mean, yeah. New sports season starting in the new year and beyond and onward. But we'll always be there. Watching, observing, reporting, talking about these sports. Yeah, I agree. So I think we're going to wrap it up. And it's been a pleasure. Last show of the year. Any final remarks? Yeah, happy holidays.
Happy holidays, yeah.
Take care. And
happy new year as well.
That as well. Yeah, I'm trying to kind of wrap things up here.
Go make those resolutions. Yeah.
Make some new year's resolutions. Yeah. Be bold. Be gold. This was Golden Bold, the voice of Laurier Sports.